Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, this is Sandra Ture, and I'm here live at the WIT Connect event at the Georgia Aquarium, and I'm joined by Doran.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm the director of IT for the Weather Channel.
Oh.
I've been there 19 years. I manage all of IT operations for the TV station.
That's awesome. So how did you become engaged or affiliated with WIT?
So years ago, my vice president, who was Vicki Hamilton at the time, was very much involved in WIT, and as well as in TAG, and I have kept that relationship through the years with both of those organizations. I think it's really important for women to mentor and support young girls coming up in IT and STEM careers, because if we don't do it, no one else will.
Right. And it seems like that's what WIT represents, support and just a foundation for these girls to just grow and develop.
And providing opportunities for them to do that.
Oh, yeah. And what I'm hearing is that WIT just gives them the space to be in a room with all of these, you know, amazing CEOs and people that they wouldn't typically meet on a regular day.
Right. And it also gives them the ability to see women as role models.
Yeah.
You know, people like myself, Vicki Hamilton, many other women who are at the middle management and above,
right,
who've made it through all those hurdles, which they are hurdles,
right,
still today.
So how long have you been engaged with WIT?
About 18 years.
Wow. That's a pretty long time. How have you seen it grow?
So it was a much smaller organization, kind of affiliated, yet not quite affiliated with TAG.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, just the programs that WIT are providing young girls has grown tremendously from in the past decade, just even that amount of time.
And there's just so many scholarships that are being given out tonight, and I think it's just crazy. Like, what do you think about that? There's like 10 different girls that I've spoken to that are getting these scholarships for like $5,000. That's like amazing.
It is. You know, and those are the things that provide those girls with incentives to start and stay in STEM careers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's that not only the encouragement, but the financial support there, too, because college is extremely expensive.
Oh, yeah. So tell me, what's a why for a girl to join WIT?
So the why is being able to be with other girls that have the same interest, and they become your support group.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to live in a man's world, and when you go to college, you might be one of five girls in a class of 40, 50, 60, and you need that camaraderie with people who are like you.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing that what they're doing, and they're just building a community, and the word I keep hearing is sisterhood. You know, girls just feel like they're connected and they have someone to lean on, and, you know, these mentorship programs, and it's just a lot of support.
Absolutely. You know, girls, again, need people who look like them. And when I mean look like them, not just, you know, women, but, you know, black women, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, white women, Asian women. I mean, it crosses all boundaries. Mm-hmm. And what's really important is having that diversity.
Right.
I'm afforded to have about 30% of my team, my operational team, being women.
Right.
And that diversity in thinking and how women problem solve very differently than men is extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for being here today and speaking to us.
You're quite welcome.
All right. That was Doreen, and we're here live at the Georgia Aquarium for the WIT Connect event. This is Sandra Ture.